All right, Kedvach. We're in the middle of Sif Yud Daled. Last week we went through Sif Yud Daled a bit quick. There was a lot there. Just want to recap. There was stuff that we didn't finish yet. Basically, Sif Yud Daled has two parts to it. One, the first half is a chiddush about almana, that is a new law in the Torah that you now let her take a beged almana, lesakba beged almana. Of course, shalei b'shasava means if she's not masking the way we pass, and you can't be chayvel her a beged almana bal karcha. That's the first halacha. Second halacha is b'negeh to the rest that we had previously in the siman, b'negeh to the lava leisavei al beisi. Now let go into his house to take a mashkin. That's only limited to halva. You now let take it from a loiva. But if the person's not a loiva, let's say he's only an arev, or better yet, he owes you because of rent, or schiris payalim, or schiris batim, or schiris kalim, any other form of a chayv other than halva, there's no lava leisavei al beisai. And that is, the Mechaber says, unless you are zakav alav haschar b'alva, once you are zakav alav b'milva, then you turned it into a milva, and you turned it to milva, now you're going to have a problem, now you're now let go, because now it's like a regular chayv. For a chayv, you now let it be, you now let it leisav el beisai. But kozman, it's not a halva, then it's not a problem. Then you're allowed to be, you're allowed to go into leisav el beisai. It's not a problem. You're allowed to go into his house. Ma'isa Shoya Kachoya, we're going to have to develop it to see a Piskei Teshuva, but Ma'isa Shoya Kachoya in Lakewood, somebody rented out an apartment to a couple, they had a couple of kids, and unfortunately, the couple got divorced in the middle while they were still renting there. The husband moved out, the lady was left there alone with her kids, and she continued living there for maybe another year or so. And she started to be behind in rent. Obviously, she was going through enough in her life, a turmoil in her life, and she ended up being behind in rent to the point that the landlord wanted to evict her. At that point, the landlord served her notice that he's terminating the lease. She's already late in payment, and he's evicting her. And then he wanted to seize her furniture, her stuff that's in the apartment, to be able to take that against a parayin of the chayiv that she's owes him for the back rent. Let's say she owed him at that point, I don't remember, 6 months worth of rent, whatever it is, $6,000. So he wanted to be taifis her furniture, $6,000 worth, and be able to collect the rent or whatever, salvage whatever he could from that, because she's going to move out of town. Kakava Shidaka did move out of town, and he would never see his rent again. That was the maisa. So Lachaya, just for what we know already, Lachaya, just as a din, if he would like to enter her house, it would be a problem. You know, Lasav El Beisa, normal.
Where's
Avoy? So Elamai, the teretz is that it's not Ova, it's Schiris Batim, and by Schiris Batim, there's no problem. You're allowed to go into a house for Schiris Batim. Good. So that would be a simple leitza. Problem is the halach is mechaber fizay, that if we zaka for love b'milva, you're now allowed to go into the person's house because it turns into a halva. What's considered zaka for love b'milva? When simin samach zayin, which is by Prusbol, and the achreinim here tushtel or kashuk and the tumim tushtel to look over there, the chavetz chayim, chavetz chesed to look over there. Over there, there are two shitas. The first shita is zaka for love b'milva is if. I don't want to blow this. Which one is first? Which one second? One is if you are kaveh azman. I think that was the first one. If you're kaveh azman for a peroyin, it's considered zakav olav bimova. If I tell you, numal, you go into my store and you buy stuff, so I put it on credit. When do you have to pay? You have to pay when you get around to paying. But today, tomorrow, the next day, the next week, the next month, there's no specific day. But what happens, all of a sudden I say, you know what? Pay me in a month. Pay me in 30 days. If I'm zakav alav b'milva, if I'm kaveh azman of peroin, that means I'm extending sort of credit. I'm extending it for the 30 days. So now I turned into a chayv. It started out as a purchase, but now I moved it over into a chayv. Now I moved over into a chayv. Now we have a problem. It turns into halva. That's one shita. The other shita there is if, even if you didn't kaveh azman a peroin, but if you tallied up all the amounts. Let's say you purchased on Sunday $100 worth of groceries. And then on Monday, another $100 worth of groceries. And Tuesday, another $100. And now I tell you, by the way, your bill is $300. So then I would just tally it up. I mean, I'm not asking you $100 for the groceries. Now I'm saying you owe me $300 collectively. I totaled it up. If I do that, that's also considered Zakav Alav Bimova. So when he sends her a bill and saying, right now you're 6 months outstanding a rent, right now, and it equals $6,000. Right now, he was Zakav Alav B'milva. So he turned it into a milva. Now he has a problem. Now, Luchay, when you have a problem, you have a lav, a loisave,
al beisai. If you just sent her a letter that you owe 6 months rent without writing a number, that's like saying you came
in. Luchay, that should be fine. That should be fine. In fact, if he tells a bill you owe 6 months rent and he puts January 1,000, February 1,000, March 1,000, l'chayr, that should be also good because you didn't tally it up. But if you total it up, now by schiris you don't have kaveh's man because he never extended her payment. He never told her you could pay me after the month's faked. The zman is the first day of the month. He never, so you don't have that shita, but you have the other one that he tallied it up. So once he tallied it up, he right now turned it into a halva. So you turn it into a halva, you can't go into the person's house.
Why does that turn it into a
halva? That's what the Paiskim say. You have to accept it. That's right. What's the lumdis? The lumdis is because right now I'm no longer viewing it as specifically, oh, for that purchase. I'm now sending you a bill. Well, a bill is a chayv. You owe me now total this amount. So I now sent you a chayv. I'm now moneying you for a total amount. So that is like a chayv. That is like I turned it into a halva. That's d'shtet. So Mamela, if he turned it into a halva, he would now have the lava l'sevel beisai.
No.
Oh, so the eitz is l'chayra, and this is, it might not be such a simple eitz because by lua it might not work, but at least in halacha, if I write a lease with you and I tell you that these are the terms and you got to pay by the fifth of the month, at first with a month, but b'dievi, you got to pay by the fifth and then I put a knas. And then if you're late 15 days, you're in breach, and at any time I could terminate the lease at any point in time when you're in breach and when you're in default. So the second she was in default, really default, 15 days later, 30 days, whatever it says in the lease, then he sent her notice, he's terminating the lease. So as of October 1st, it's not rented out to you anymore. So on October 2nd, he can go in, whether she listens to him or not, he could go in and seize the assets because it's no longer her house. It's his house. So her assets are in his rishus, shalaykidin, the park there. She's supposed to have gotten out already. And now he's entering his own house. He's repossessing his own house. He's taking over his own possession. And now there's no lav of leisav el basic. He's going into his own house. So it shouldn't be a problem. I only have a problem going into your house. But I'm not going to your house. I'm going to my house. Problem is that by lua, I don't know if you could take repossession. You have to do evictions with. You have to know if that overrides. But from a halachic perspective, if we say that it's no longer rented out to her, then enakami at that point, so far what we know till now, he'd be allowed to enter her house, which is now his house, and take the nechassim.
I thought you can't take a mashkin bar kochoi even outside the house.
Well, if you hold like this, it has to be even. Oh, unless you're a shliach bezin. Good. So that, you're going into another thing. Very good. Excellent. It's good you brought it up. We said before that you have a lav, you have a lav even if you're outside the guy's house. It's only, even if it's bishuk, it's only the shliach bezin who has a problem to go into, right? Because that's a leisav el beisai. But we hold. And the Shliach Bezdin, Nakam, the Shliach Bezdin only has the Issa of like to smile, it's Bechutz Tamoid. Mashenkin, the Baal Dova has a problem with Leisav El Beisai. But if you remember, we said then that even the Baal Choiv's Lav, Leisav El Beisai, which we touched out to mean even outside the guy's house, because Beisai's Lav Dafka means Rishusai, but it still has to be in the Loiv's Rishus. The Loiv has to be holding on to it, so I can't be Manatech Netuchi. We cleared a Shaila if it would be Biyarache, if it would be a Pekodin. Is that considered b'shus of the loiva or not? But here, it's not b'shus the loiva. It's my rishus. That item is now parked in my rishus. That apartment doesn't belong to her anymore. It belongs to me. So if it belongs to me, I would be able to go seize it. I don't have a problem. Unless I have a beisai. Unless I have a beisai, even if beisai is lav dafka, but you still need rishusai. Here, it's not rishusai, so you have a right to go in and take the nechassim. That would be adkan. The problem that we have, a new problem to contend with, and that we're going to see, is the lav of almana. But let's first develop it a little bit, and then we'll get back to it. Let's see a piskei tshuva. Remember, we said that there's a lav of leisakva beged almana. The pasuk says, "Yinala bichayvel a beged amana." So now we look back to Pitzkei Tshuva in Sifkot and Beis. I'm betesis Rabbi Akiva Ega begilyan amishnayis shekosav mistimis kol apoyskim. All the paiskim is mashma. The chol mili ein mamashkin in amana. There's a lav deraisa to take everything, anything from an almana, ubeged dekra, and that which it says in the pasuk, like sakvot beged almana, a beged that is lav dafko. It's lav dafko. The lav is even if it's not a beged.
Where are you?
I'm in a piskei tshuva siv cotton bays. And it's really, he says, kol apaiskim, I mean, I guess it's included, is the Mechaba. Look in the Mechaba. The Mechaba says, Amana ben shi'aniya ben shi'ashir ein mamashkin anaysa. Period. Don't say you can't take a beged. You can't take anything. You're not allowed to take any mashkin from an Amana. Beged in the craw is lav dafka. As is mavun in Mechaba. Then the Pesukei Tshuva continues, which is really the Rekiv Ego. Ulam b'shulte gibarim kasa b'shem hariyaz shlo osra teiro ele beged levi shosa umatzo iseho bed sheets uchadoima avu share kelim kagan kaisa shokesef chuyaytze roi lamashkin himena she'en ze b'chlau beged. There's a Shitas Riyaz holds that beged is sort of dafka. It has to be beged or matzo eiseh or bed sheets. I don't know, some clothing or some material that comes in direct contact with her body, I guess, and that is a problem. Stuff that she wears. But anything other than that, that would be fine. And Mamela, like that Shita, you don't have this love. You could take her furniture, you could take whatever you want. You just now let her, maybe not her mattress, I don't know, but you could take her dishwasher, you could take everything else, and that wouldn't be a problem. What is the Sfarah of the Riyaz? So some say the Sfarah of Riyaz because it's shaitin in the Pasuk. Pasuk says beged. So beged, it means beged. Nothing more than beged. And then Achrayim ask, Rishash, I believe, yes. Other Achrayim ask, if you hold a beged is dafka, so maybe beged has to be dafka temer or pishtim. Like by tzitzis, we say beged is dafka. Kol Mokum she says beged is temer pishtim dafka. We don't have a mitzvah deraisa of tzitzis on cotton clothing. It has to be dafka temer or pishtim. So maybe, like, make a taste. Like, how do you know where to draw the line here? If you look in the Urayim in Kuf Lamed Vav or in Reish Ayin Vav, depending which print you have, the Urayim says a little different svara. And some want to say that maybe that's what the Riyaz meant. The Avada beged at the cross lav dafka. But the Urayim learned out, just like the Parsha of Chavolah refers to those kelim that you're supposed to return, Hashavah Sa'avit, you're supposed to, if you take a keli, you have a Chiv Hashavah, which we didn't learn yet, from Yetzirah we're going to see later, you have a Chiv Hashavah Sa'avit and Sifte Zayin, so too will Nilmad the Parsha of L'sachvah Beged Amonah from that Parsha, that we're only talking about those kelim that you have a Chiv Hashavah Sa'avit to. So it's those kelim that she needs B'yoyim U'v'alayla, that you'll have a Chiv Hashavah Sa'avit to, which is like Begodim, Lavdavka Begodim, it's just like Begodim, but Kaisis Shokesef, things like that, that she doesn't have Ishtamshes for, she has plenty, you don't have a Chiv Hashavah Sa'avit for, in that case, you won't have the love of Beged Almana. Either way you go, the bottom line is, we don't paskin like that. We paskin kol mile, like Yekivege says, and all the paskin say like that. Like the Makabah, like it was Medayik. Aim a mashkin, now let's take anything from an Almana. Anything. Oh, we're going to get to about. Hold on 1 second. Let me just first finish the Pesukei Tshuva. Right, that's because it's talking about the law. It kept on the lashon of the pasuk. Chavah beged almana. But you see, when it starts off, it says ein mamashkinasa. Period. Don't say what. Ein mamashkinasa. You know, take anything. Don't take. You know, take a beged from her. Just he kept on the pasuk. Wait, the lashon pasuk is leisachbo beged almana. So he's chapping on chaval, which is sachbo beged almana. But that's why he's only chapping on the lashon pasuk. But beitzim the isa ein mashkinasa is across the board isa, and that's how we paskin. So you have a lav deraisa to contend with. Continues the Pesukei Tshuva. He brings the ksam seifa now. Ein b'tshuva ksam seifa shekasev la'ashov v'zel l'shoinai v'hamabushim shel almana haskurim b'chay b'chaysama. Yeah, all right, whatever. No, it's, I think, b'chaysam cha. It's supposed to be with endochav. That which you have, in aim taina, what you do, you locked it up. You didn't take it from her, you just locked up her closet, that she has the begodim in there, you locked it up. In aim taina ala mabushim atzmam, if you don't have a direct taina, that you don't believe the mabushim belong to you, rak, shem chavula matfi acheres, just you want to lock up her closet, kidei to use that as leverage, like a mashkin on her, karav hadava liga beloved leisachbel. It's karav hadava to be bechal the love of leisachbel. Avagav sheefcher shaloi heitzei so isam mi base. Even though you didn't pull it out of her house, rak skurim bederech ikul. You locked it up. Chassam Seif is mesupik. It's karev to the love of Begum. What's his problem? His problem is because you need to take it to be even alive. If you just lock it up, you never were mamashkin. You just put a restraining order on it, so to speak, but you never took it as a mashkin. You never took it in mice and natila. So how can you be over the love? Pasha is lechay. You shouldn't be over the love. But it's still lav mishas chasidim who it's me'in the ruach ha-toyra of leisach v'began amana, and not to do this to an amana either, a lock up on the chasim. So if the landlord wants to lock up the house and have the furniture parked in there, if she'll have a din of amana, and we might have a problem with that, right? So then you'll have a lav. And Rabbi say, if you remember last week we said that there are three shitas here. The Shach holds that the law of the Torah Almana is Dafka Almana, limited only on Almana, nothing else. The Sma says, Almana, v'hua din grusha lafuki besula. And the Ta says, everyone who's a penuya. So this story, she is a grusha, even though when she started to rent it out, she was married, but never, while she was there, she turned into a grusha. She got a get, she turned into a grusha. Now that she's a grusha, so late the Shach, you don't have a lava beggar almana, beseda. But late the Sma and late the Taz, you have a lav deraisa of beggar almana. Because Amman is lav dafka who had in grusha, and like the taz who had in panuya, kosher gan grusha, who had in panuya, any panuya. So it comes out that even if you want to tell me, you don't have the lav leisav el basic, because the bais is no longer hers, it's yours, it belongs to the landlord, it's gewaldic. Oh, but what are you going to do with this new lav? Leisach will beg it Amman, and beg it is lav dafka. Beg it is lav dafka. And not only that, even if you're going to say, okay, I'll be frum, I won't pick it up, I won't make a maizikin, I won't do a natil, I'll just lock the door. Even that, the Chassam Sofer says, karev adava, liga in this lav, or lezak v'begin aman lav mitzvos chasidim.
Are you talking about the house?
Yeah, in the house, her apartment. We want to evict her, throw her out.
But if the whole house is that it's not hers, you're not taking a beggar alone.
Why isn't it hers?
Well, the furniture.
The house, my apartment is no longer hers because I evicted her. I terminated her lease. But the nechasim inside are hers. Oh, no, I want to take them. I want to take them to be able to use it as a mashkin, to be able to collect rent. So that's going to be a problem. Now you have a new life. I don't know. L'chayah not, because we saw before in the Mechab in Tzivav, I don't have it here, but Tzivav, it talks about where you locked the Rechayim and you're just not getting in, and you weren't over the lav of Rechayim. You had other problems. You were a gazlin because you prevented her from using the Rechayim.
You locked Rechayim itself. You put a door in front of Rechayim.
I don't know if it would make a difference. L'chayah thing. L'chayah, you're preventing the loiver from using his assets. You're a mazik, a gazlin. You have other Shena problems, but the love of Klei Yekanevish, you're not. L'chayra Pashis Wadin, maybe some say just trying to a little bit ma'ayim on the shoya, but L'chayra, I don't know, see how exactly it could be over the level of Yitzhak with Begin Amona, but Lav Mishis Kasidim it is for sure. So L'chayra, that should be a problem.
They're changing the locks on the apartment.
Right. Right, so you change the locks. So if you make sure that she has access to her furniture, or you tell her whenever she wants she can get her furniture, fine. But if you're doing that to be mamashkin her furniture, you want to use that as leverage on her paying rent, that's going to be a problem. That's going to have a problem of l'sakva begaromo, no? So if you hold like the Shach, you're fine. If you hold like the Taz and the Sma, you have a problem. It's suffic derais. I mean, it's even though, like we said last week, Mstav is more like the Shach, but we said Rishayna mamashma like the Taz. You're being nicknamed into a Sufik deraisa to do such a thing.
Or like the
Riyaz, it's not a problem. Depending what pshat in the Riyaz. If you hold like the Rebbein, you hold like the Reim's pshat, so you have to make sure that there's no item in the house that's mechlal d'chiv of Hashavas Ovid. Because if there would be, then on that it was also said the love of Begar Amona. I don't know. Furniture, I don't know. Does she need the furniture? She might need the furniture. I don't know. So you might have a problem. We have to go through Mitzrayim and learn how to solve it later on. We're going to have a problem. All right. Excellent. And the Konamis. We're going to see Mitzrayim hopefully tonight, Sif Tazvav, that to do a Gviya, a peroin that you'll be able to do, like we mentioned the ksois, but you can't do it by yourself, so you need a shumitz bezin, and then you'll be able to do it. That's a pashut echav, en echanami. All right, fine. Let's continue here. We skipped last week a Rav Moh.
That's only the usually he wants to hold it, I guess.
Correct, 100%. But if you can't do anything, if you tell him you're around, the chotch will get that. Chotch. All right, let's see the Ramah. We skipped over the Ramah. The Ramah is like in between. When it says over here in Sif Yudalid that by Shar Chavis and Orev and Schiris and all these things, when it says over there you don't have the lab of Likonis Lebesai, Zok the Ramah, Vyesh Oimrim, Mikol Mokim, Leinin Shaloi, Lamashkin Kli Eichel Nefesh, Binigayet the lab of Kli Eichel Nefesh, Ein Chilik bin Orev Leloiva. There is no Chilik between an Orev and a Loiva. Sorry? Don't think. I would have made the mistake. I would have thought that if the Mechabit says that Orev and Shach Chavis is different for the Lava Lisav El Beisai, I'm allowed to take a Mashkin. Who are then I'm allowed to take a Echon Nefesh and Klei Amona? And it's not true. This is only B'negeya Shteit Mefush. It's only B'negeya to the love of Lisav El Beisai, but to the love of Klei Echon Nefesh, I have a problem even if it's not Machmas. A halva, even if it's a zaita gechayv, and if you look in the nesivis,
so that means the skirus and all the other ones the same thing.
Oh, 1 second. Yeah, we're going to get to it about yes. Look in the nesivis of cotton tezayin, the smallness in chedushim. Why? It's pachur cheshvin. The meat we know is leisavel beisay with dashin beisay shalzeh beisay shaloiva and not shal orev or beisay shaloiva and not from skirus, but b'negeh to the lav of klayei chonefesh. There doesn't say beisai. There is no meat, and the goyin says a similar thing. The goyin says kemashim masnisin good, and he says because the meat of beisai is also gebayt in the beginning of the pasuk kisasha berecha. Aval etzel oichon nefesh leksiv kisasha. So you don't have any of these diyukim, not sasha, not beisai, nothing. So avada the klei oichon nefesh is alav across the board. Continues the nesivis v'hu adin bechayvel klei amana. Let's say you'll have an amana who's an orev, or an amana who owes you schiris, or an amana who owes you from schiris batim, kelim, kofes chanus, other zaita chayvis. So in a kanami, you don't have the lava leisava beisa, but you will have the lava leisachbo beged amana. That lava doesn't say beisa or sasha. There's no miutim over there. That lava is across the board, and it's not just in the sivik. The sivik is coming from a tumim. Like Kedarka, because she quotes two mims, but it's really Rishonim. The Riyaz already says in Kuntres Harayis Tezvav and Avdvada, the love of Beger Amon is across the board, and as I pass in Dar Chashulchan, in Sifchav Gimel, Davis Chesed, and Klal Zayin Sif Beis, it's across the board. Halach Lamaisa Rabbeisai. This miyat of Shar Chayvis is only for the love of Lisav HaBeisa, but not for Klei Chonevish, not for Amon. And even though the Ramah only talks about in chilek ben orev leloiva, but avada hu adin shar chiyuvim. It's the same thing. Hu adin schiris. You're also going to have the problem. As says mavu in the back of Yensiv Chavhei, he even had such a gears in the Torah like that. The Minchas Chinuch in Tavkuf Pei Gimel Sif Tes says it. The Abbas Chesed in Perek Zayin Sif Bei says it. Bekitza, this meat is only by Slois of Abbasai. For the other lavim, there is a problem for all chiyuvim. So go back to our case. We had a cheshbin, if it was zakun alav b'mil with the landlord, she didn't, it wasn't zakun alav, it doesn't make it in, it wasn't zakun alav. He owes it for schiris batim. And schiris batim, there's no lava l'sav el beisah. So he could come into the house, even if you hold like the secular law that you can't evict, you have to go through the eviction process, you just can't terminate the lease, but say that it's still our house, and I won't have lava l'sav el beisah, let's say if somehow we'll get out of the lava l'sav el beisah because I wasn't zakun alav b'mil, not a problem. I'll be, she's a grusha, and Amona might be lav dafka. That's it, it's over. Any chayv, it's over. Any chayv. Like the ties, any woman who's single, you're not allowed to take any form of a mashkin from her because you have a lav of lisachba, beggar amana. And beggar's lav dafka, and amana's lav dafka. There's a lav in the Torah. There's no way out. You can't take any mashkin from any, like the ties, from any penuya. It's nothing to do. So you were coming at cheshbon before. It's all over because those dinim of the meat that it has to be dafka avo was only for loisav abeis, not for other chayvis. Gavaldik azach. All right, So it's a you think about it, it's across the board. Hakafes chanos, they owe you, anyone, any person, any single girl who owes you money, amana, grusha, panuya, like tataz, we have a problem now. You cannot take a mashkin from her. All right. Nachazach. Sorry? So that's the smaz cheshbon. The smaz says lafuki besula shibisho savia. But the taz holds, any panuya. Any pnuy across the board, the pasuk salman is lav dafka. Any pnuy across the board, and I told you last week the rishonim mishtika mashman like that. True, the rashi say for chumis, they say that ish azache yeah, but isha not. Any isha, any pnuy, that's it. You're gonna have an issa to contend with. So therefore, even without the other chesed of zaklav and milvi, we have a problem. You cannot take a mashkin. All right, let's go into a zaitika, but inyan lina baisa inyan. The Rama is talking about the lavim of Klei HaNefesh and the lavim of Beged Almana. But there are other dinim about Tava that we're learning in the Siman. There's a din of Hashavas HaOvit. There's a din of Sida, Mesajin. You have to leave over a minimal amount. But to get to these dinim, what's the halacha if it would not be a Tava? If it's Shar type of Chavis, if it's an Arev, Schiris, Hakafis Chanos, Nezikin, Mazik, Gnev, Gzela, all these type of Shar Chavis, do you have a din of Mesajin and do you have a din of Ashavas HaAvit or not? Was that limited also to Hava? Or that's across the board for no matter what type of a chayv it is? If you look in the Torah brings down the Machlek as Yishoinim. Over here, often in Tzivchav Hei, he brings a Ramah, that the Ramah says that this is a meat only for the lava Leisava Beisai, but for the lava Kleo Chonefesh, or for Shavis HaOvit, or for Mesajin, Avada is going to be a Chiv HaShavis HaOvit and Sido, whether he's an Arev, whether he's a Schiris, anything, across the board, you can have these dinim. The Torah later on in Sif Nun brings a Bala Chumis, that the Bala Chumis says that there is no din sidur for other types of chayvis, only for hava, just like there is no din hashavis of it for other type of chayvis, only for hava. So it's mavu in the Bala Chumis, at least the Torah's Bala Chumis, that for all this meat of Lasav El Beisai is also a meat for Seder, you don't have a chiv mesajin for other type of chayvis, and for also for hashavas ovid, you will not have a chiv hashavas ovid for other type of chayvis. Grad over there, the Torah, after he brings in the Bala Chumah, he sees fear's eyes. Aval haramah, that he brought before, holds that, no, it was only a meat for loisav el beisai, but for all the other dinim, avad, those dinim are even by shar chayvis. So now you have a machloikis rishainim, ramah, and bala chumis, what's negeh to hashavis ha'ovit, and mesajin by shar type of chayvis. Means if this landlord would have taken the furniture, does he have a chiv hashavis ha'ovit? Does he have a chiv mesajin to leave over a certain amount for her because it's a shar chayvis, it's only mach meskiris, if he wasn't bzak v'n olav b'milva. Just want to bring it out a bit. The Minchas Pitim says like this, that since the Ramah paskins that for benegeh to the lav of Klei HaNefesh there's no chilek between Arev l'loiva, so Obezoi hu adin, there's going to be the din of Ashavis HaAvit as well, because the meat is only a meat for the lav of Leisav HaBeisai, but not for the chiv of Ashavis HaAvit. Means he learned that the Machloikis Rishainim is across the board. Saifa Shavas Ovid, Saifa Sidur, and Saifa the Zaitik Alavin of Klei HaNefesh and Amonis. If you see the Ramah, passings like the Ramah, that for all the other Lavim, there is no meat, and who are then for Shavas Ovid, and who are then for Sidur. But Be'emis, there's no right from the Ramah, because Avada, the Valachumis is Maida, Benegeh to the Lavim. The Lavim have no meat. Avada, Benegeh to the Lavim, Klei HaNefesh and Amona, even the Valachumis is Maida that those Lavim are across the board. He was only arguing Benegeh to Sidur, because that's in the Pasha, or Benegeh to Ashavis Ovid, but he was not arguing by the Lavim. So Avada, Lekuliyama, the Lavim, Klei HaNefesh and Lavim Amona are across the board. Sai Hava, Sai all types of Chavis. That's not going to be. Nishno Dem, I'll go even weiter. And I'll bring you right, whatever, just, there's a tumim in Sifkot and Yudbeitz and Shoshanes Yaakov is mavul like that. That even the Bala Chumis is moida, that the Zaitik Alavim, Avada, are across the board, even if it's not Machmas Havah. But just to take it right, if you look in the Bala Chumis himself, you see the Bala Chumis never even was talking about the Chiva Shavas Ovid. He was only talking about Sidur, Mesajin. He never mentioned Hashavas Ovid. The Torah somehow brought him down, even for Hashavas Ovid. It's a $1 million kasha, how? But Lamai says, even the Bala Chumas is only talking about Tzidik. He wasn't talking about Shavuot Zavi, he wasn't talking about Zaytik Azachan. And the Namuki Yosef, when the Namuki brings down these halachas, he brings the Bala Chumas, but Negev to Tzidah, but Negev to Mesadrin, by Shar Choyvis. We're not misogyn. No chiv to be misadah. And then he continues, but b'neket ha-shavas ha-ovid, ha-vadi ha-vachiv ha-shavas ha-ovid across the board. So you see that the Nebuchadnezzar says it's even mechalak between Seder and ha-shavas ha-ovid. Because like I said, the Baal Jumas doesn't mention ha-shavas ha-ovid. And the Ran also paskins that there's a chiv ha-shavas ha-ovid across the board for all different types of chayvis. So la-halacha avada we would paskin, b'neket ha-shavas ha-ovid is a chiv across the board. Not because the Minchas Pitim Svara that somehow he saw over here, we passed like the Ramah. No, because the Balachumis never spoke about a Shabbos Ovid, other than the Tuz Balachumis. And La Halakha, we have in Muki Yosef, a Yad Ramah, a Ran, and Nishnodem, even the tour when he brings it to Balachumis, is argues, because he says, Avil HaRamah Kosev, as if Tefiroi, so we don't pass him like the Balachumis. And over here, he brings down the Ramah, Bistam, without any Chaylik. So you have all those Yishainim. And truth be told, there's a Taz. The Taz wants to say, at the end of the Siman, there's a Taz, Alatur, and Sifnun over there. The Taz says that it doesn't say anywhere in the Balachumis, Ashavaz Ovid. So he says, must be there's a Taz safe in the tour. And he's Magi the tour, and the tour's not talking about Ashavas Ovid, the tour's talking about the Din Masaj and other things he had to Ago. But the bottom line is, like the Taz Ago, you don't even have a tour's Balachumis, you have nobody. So at the end of the day, a Chiv Ashavas Ovid you're going to have across the board, whether it's Halva or Shar Chayvis. Whether you're going to have Masajin or not, that is a Makhlekes Balachumis and the Yad Ramah, and that the Machaber brings out at the end of the Sim in 2 days, both these days. And we'll have to get over there to see how we paskin. Okay, but b'negeh to chiv of hashavas ha'ovid, and kol shekein b'negeh to the love of amona, and the love of klei eicha nefesh, avada that's across the board, say hova, say all other chivim, hakavas kanos, chiris, gnev, gzela, mazik, anything. Yavad, you can have a chiv of hashavas ha'ovid and these lavin. God, it's not. The Pasha Hashav Zavid is not over there. Yisavil Obeisai is one Pasha, and the Hashav Zavid is in a different Pasha. God, there's two places in the Torah. Both are not there. So, L'chay Hashav Zavid is also not in that Pasha. So, Avad Yolav Echiv, Hashav Zavid, there's no meat.
Which
Misadrin
went out
of? That's from Erchin. Have a Gzeir Shavu to Erchin. The Gemara learns that. But also, over there, there's no meat in the Pasha. So Avad is going to be L'chayr across the board. But that's what the Baal... That's just going to be this Machlekes. But Misajin L'may said there is a Machlekes. Maybe you could learn it out, because it's still what's considered Chavallah. Good. But that is... By Misajin, there is a Machlekes, Yad Ramah, and Baal. That we can't get out of. That is a Machlekes. It's 2 days in the Mechaba later on. And Pasha is L'alach, we paskin L'chumra, that you have to be misogyn for Shar Chayvis, like the Yad Ramah. Good. But certainly the Negeta Shav is Ovid and these love, and that's across the board. Let me tell you, Rabbi, say another story. It's interesting. This story I already saw in two different tshuvas. One tshuva I saw in the end of 1800s, the tshuva Yaakov Shleima. And then I saw a very similar story, like in the tshuva, like in the Lamed. So we're going back 30, 40 years ago. And another very similar story. The story was like this. There was somebody who decided to open up a kollel, and he's going to shtitz the kollel and raise money for the kollel. Whatever it is, it's his kollel. He built a beautiful base medrash. He stocked it with svarim. He had a kollel going on for years. Basically, he ran out of money with the ability to support this kollel, and it was hard times. He wasn't easy collecting money, raising money for this kollel. And he started to go behind, fall behind on payments to the kollel. And he kept on telling him, yeah, he's going to pay them later. Yeah, he knows he owes them money, he's going to pay them later. Bar Maimad Nafesh, he had to close the kollel. And now he owes the younger light, each younger man, he owes many thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to each younger man. And that's it, there's nothing left. This gevir is no longer a gevir, he doesn't have money, there's no... So the younger light have a shayla. Chodsh, are they allowed to enter the base medrash and just empty out all the svarim? The svarim belong to him, he owes them money. They'll help themselves and just take all this farm. Tori Smashkin, they'll take all this farm. Like this, the Chotch will get something, they'll salvage something. They won't get all the money there, but Chotch something.
Smashkin,
right. But Tori Smashkin, not Tori Gvir. That was the Shaila. The Shaila, like I said, it was interesting. Similar Shaila in two different Shuvas. So you go through the Shaila, Kipshutai, you go through. what are we dealing with? He's not an almana, we don't have that problem. Svarim makleichon nefesh, we don't have that problem. The only problem we have is the love of lisava or beisai. That's the only love we have to contend with. Well, why does he owe them the money? He owes them the money because of skoilel, because he's paying them, I don't know, a form of schiris, a form of a stipend, I don't know what it is. But if it's a schiris, so it's not makmas halva, there's some type of schiris poyalim going on, so abezai, then it won't be a problem. He's allowed, they're allowed to go in. It's not a love of lisava or beisai, because it's zay to gazakin. But the problem was, is that he told them, he made them cash. The way I'm going to pay you, I'll pay you at a late date. You know, give me another 3 months, I'll pay you. Another 4 months, I'll pay you. So he kept on being kivei as man. So if you kivei as man, that's zokven olav b'milva. He turned into alva. And once you turn into alva, then you do have the lava l'sav el beis. And then you should have a problem.
That the leivik or whoever is the ower can do it also?
Excellent. Bingo. That's what I want to bring out. And the truth is Messiah, that who was Kaveya? Who was Kaveya this man? The Malva, the Koyling Alain never said, okay, pay me in 4 months from now. They need bread and butter today. They would never mask him. But Barkocha Yoimamin, they didn't even say Yoimamin. What should I do? There's no Hebrew with this guy. The guy owed them money. He didn't have it. So he said, I'll pay you next month. I'll pay you in 3 months. Okay, but say that. Not, they never extended Zman. If he had money, they wanted today. They never extended his man parayim. So bezoi, that's not considered zokfen olav b'milva. Zokfen olav b'milva, you need the malva to be zokfen olav b'milva. Not that the loiva unilaterally should be zokfen olav b'milva. I'm not paying you now, I'm paying you in a month from now. That's not zokfen olav b'milva. Merele the tshuva paskim, that's not zokfen olav b'milva. It blibs like skiris, and they have a right to chapta sarim. That was the ma'isa shalaya kachoyet. Look, it brings out a chiddush. It's l'chayr posha, but l'chayr, it's very negay. Very often, if you're really not masking to the extended zman, that's not zokin lo b'milva. All right. Fine. Let's go weiter. Let's see another sif. Sif tezvav. Yesh mi sha'ima. Shein shliach bezdin asa likanes lebeisoi lemashkenoi, which is what you brought down before. That some say that the shliach bezdin is not ein shliach bezdin also concept based on mashkenoi elu b'mishkenoi lius betuach mimoisav. You're taking it as collateral. Vele giyaz mana prain is not a giyaz mana prain. So you just want it as leverage. You're afraid the guy might be running away, or he's mimachal nechasov. He's using up his asset. You're afraid he won't be able where to collect. So you want to take a mashken. That's when you have the issa of leisav el beisa. You know, or bechutz tamoid, because you're taking a mashken. And this man says, Lavdafka, the place can pass it like this man, who didn't even higiyas mana proin, but if you're not taking a betarius proin, for some reason you're not holding by proin, you're only taking a betarius mashkin, that's when you have these yisurim. Ava kishi higiyas mana proin, ubalik bais chayvai, but you're doing a betarius gevia, you're not doing a betarius a mashkin, you want to get paid, and you're taking these assets as payment, vizayin reitza lepairav ubechazaka sheishlim matalton, you know that he has matalton, umavricham. Umavricham, he's trying to hide his assets. Shliach bezin nichnas lebeisay lemashkenay. Shliach bezin's allowed to enter his house to take a mashkin. V'yifra lezechayvay, and to pay up this guy. Why? She priyas b'chayv mitzvah. Because priyas b'chayv mitzvah. Umakin oisay ad sheteitzay nafshay kedei lekaimo. And it could beat the living daylights out of a guy literally in order for him to be mekaim this mitzvah. It's like every other mitzvah. Priyas b'chayv mitzvah. He has a mitzvah in your koyfen oisay and you force him to be mekayim the mitzvah. So if he doesn't want to pay, and you know that he has the ability to pay, you help yourself to the payment. The shliach bezin enters and does whatever he can and makes the payment. Because the issa is mashkin and not now and not parayin. The truth be told, that's the shita's Rabbeinu Tam. And there are many Rishonim who argue Rabbeinu Tam and hold that the issa is even for parayin. And the truth is, a Rif has a problem with it, and but what's going to be then? Then every loiva basically could just make sure that he doesn't bring any of his assets outside, and we're off limits. We can never enter his house, not us, not Bezdin, not a Shlik Bezdin. We'll never be able to get a Parayin here. How you talking? And the Rif, because she hit there, that if you know the guy is playing games, you know he has assets to pay, then they matted to enter the house. Al zeh, either the pasuk wasn't talking about it, or they mafkia the pasuk because the shas atzirich, and they allowed to go in. Blitz Chiddush Balachumas doesn't understand how you could do such a thing and just do away with a pasuk just because you're desperate. But that's the bottom line. So the Beis Yosef sort of makes a pshara that since anyway Ben Atam holds like that, that it's mutter to make a gviya, and even the Chokim hold b'shas atzeirich, you're allowed to do it. Therefore, the halach is just like that. That if you know that he has assets, you're allowed to go in. It's like sort of a pshara, but it's not mamish Rabbeinu Tam. Because Mamish Rabbeinu Tam, you don't even have to know that he has assets. Let's say, I don't know, I want to snoop, I want to check it out. I want to go in, let's say it's Mustami doesn't have assets, but I just want to make sure, so I can help myself also to make sure if I find an asset, then I'll chap it, b'tayis parayim. And the Mechabe only says, when you know that he has it, then you're allowed to enter, because he's making a tzir for Rabbeinu Tam with those other Rishonim, that le'is ha-tzarech, they made a takon, I don't know, they allowed you to go in. And the tzarech is, you know that he has assets and he's playing with you. Yeah, they're playing with you, then we're going to allow.
What's the difference if you know or you don't know? The answer of going in is only if you're going to take a maskin. He's not going in to take a maskin.
That's if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. That's if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. But if you don't hold the Rabbeinu Tam, if you hold that the Isser is even if you take a Bateyus Parayin, and we said before in Sivav that you're not even going to the house just to check what he has, you're not even into the guy's house, because Tamoid, you can't even go in. So if you hold like those Rishonim, not like Rabbeinu Tam, and the Isser is across the board, you're not allowed to go in at all. You're never allowed to go in. But somehow, because she hit the Kadesh Lotinu Delis Bifnei Lovin, Bifnei Malvin, that they'll never be able to lend, never be able to borrow, because I can't risk this, I'm going to lend the money, the guy will make sure he keeps his assets in his house, I'll never get anywhere with this guy. So therefore, they're allowed to go in if you know for sure the guy is playing with you.
You know or not?
Because that's when they made the takana. Right. So those Rishonim, oh, that they made a takana, made this takana, or there was a shas atzerich, they were mattered when you know the guy's playing with you. When you know the guy really has and he's playing with you, then they allowed you to do it. So Rabbeinu Tam alone, Lavdavki, he would paskin like, but a tzir, Rabbeinu Tam, with this, that he was comfortable to paskin. So if you know the guy has, or you choishish that the guy has, bezin, that is someone objective, is choishish the guy has, then there's no problem of going inside and making a gviya. That, as I said, the Mechaba. Okay. Why? Shapriyas b'alchoyv mitzvah, o makin esei achatetzi nafsha. Where is this mitzvah? What is this mitzvah? So look in the Piskei Tshuva, Sivkotin Dalit. I am b'sefer arad the rabbanon shekasev lafi divrei arash b'tshuva shevi marna b'seisef amisha nishba shaloi limka mishaloi lefraya. And he has a shiloh over there whether the shvu is chal, it's a shvu levatol mitzvah, shvu lekayim mitzvah. Nira dahav the three ledu mitzvah deraisa v'lechala le shvua. Has to be a mitzvah deraisa because if it be only mitzvah derabanan, then there's no problem of a shvu being chal on it. And lamai must be it's a mitzvah deraisa. V'chein kosev ha'mabit ha'pi machikosev Rashi beperek ha'koisev. How do we know priest balchoyv mitzvah? We heard it 1,000 times. So where's the makar priest balchoyv mitzvah? So Rashi denafkolim midichsev because it says in the pasuk hein tzed. You gave your word. You're saying you're paying up tomorrow. You're paying up in 30 days. You got to keep your word. Priest b'chav mitzvah. You better pay up in 30 days. Whatever you promise, you got to pay up. That is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah de'oraisa. Now it's a shaila amongst the achronim if it's de'oraisa. Maybe it's only an asmachta, but many achronim the cheshit aren't. It's many achronim hold that it's a mitzvah de'oraisa.
Everything else.
We're going to get to about. Hold on. Now let's skip a couple of lines at the end. The last line, Zakta Pitzke Tshuva, Vamabit Shom, Hevi B'Shema Rashbats, Denafik Mikra, a different pasuk. The Vish Hashat Anoishabai, right? The Ish, he's going to bring out the Kalim Bachutz. Why is he bringing it out for? Because Priyas Bachoyv Mitzah. He has to rechem with the Malva. He has to pay him up. It's Priyas Bachoyv Mitzah. Vachinkas of Ramban, Bishuli Basra, and many Rishonim Goldwek, the Ramban, that the Makar to Priyas Bachoyv Mitzah is not from Hein Shokot Tzedek. Maybe that's stuck only in Asmakta, but from a different Mitzah in the Torah of you're going to bring out the kalim and you're going to and satisfy the malva. So that's your makar to priest balkot mitzvah. So now we have two different makaris. Either it's hein shalchot tzedek or ish hashat anoishabai. Sorry? That's Lechaira by Mashkin, right. Lechaira, but we learn that over there also Parayin, because I'm not sure we were learning that over there, that Baal Chayv is only given me Beinanis, or me Ziboris, not me Idias. How do you know? Because Yesh Hashatah Noishaboy. And who do you think, what do you think the Loiv is going to give them over? Whatever the Loiv wants to give them over. That's the cheapest Kalim, the Shvachest Kalim. That's what he's going to give them over. So you see over there is Lichtin, the Mashkin is also Parayin, Lechaira. That's what you have to say. Okay, fine. But you have two different Makaris. Either the Makaira is Hein Tzedek, or the Makaira is Isha Shahata Noishabai. There's a Chuvis Radvaz, that the Ravaz has a third Makar. The Ravaz in Chele Gimel Tov Reish Yud, the Radvaz holds that the Makar is none other than Veishavis Agzela. The parish of Veishavis Agzela in the Pasuk talks about Hashavis, you have a Pekodin by you, an Avah by you, and all these, an Aveda by you, and then with one blanket Mitzvah, Veheshev is Agzeli, he said it's going on Kala Parsha, Hava, Aved, Pikodin. Okay? And then he says, what in Kol Choyiv is Nichlal is learned down from Veheshev is Agzeli? Veheshev is a one all encompassing mitzvah. You have a Choyiv to somebody, you better make sure to satisfy that Choyiv. A mitzvah derives of Veheshev is Agzeli, goes on everything. So the Chuv is Rav Polim, and Chelek Dalad, I believe some Zayin or Ches, and I remember, Shpaz from this Radvaz, that you see a priest Baal Chayv mitzvah is all encompassing and it's lav dafka limited to halvah. You owe rent, you owe employee, schiris payalim, whatever it is, you have a mitzvah deraisa, priest Baal Chayv mitzvah. On that is also priest Baal Chayv mitzvah. Same veshav is akzela. Veshav akzela covers everything. As is Dr. Rav Polim, halacha lamaisa. We, if you recall, at the beginning of the simmer, we had a problem with this Rav Polim. We had a diak in the machabah, a cheshbon in the machaba, that the din of priest Baal Chayv mitzvah is only limited to halva and not to other chiyuvim. What's the svara? The svara is because you learn to go one by time. You learn like the Ramban that it's al tzeisha shata noisha boy. The pasuk is only talking about noisha halva. In fact, we see that that pasuk we're talking about the itzo leisav obeisai, and you have to stand b'chutz was only by halva, not by other chayvis. So too, b'negeh to what we're learning out from the exact same pasuk that you see from there, priest Baal Chayv mitzvah is also only that, just that Baal Chayv. If it's a Baal Chayv, then you have a priest Baal Chayv mitzvah. If it's not a Baal Chayv, you don't have a mitzvah. We quoted then there's a chayvit shiurim. We had, I believe, also Rav Perlau on the Rizag. Also made such a chedron like the Ramban that should come out that it's only limited to Milva and not by Shar Chayvis. Like Rashi, Hin said, the Klachari, also it's like that. Because like Rashi, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is because you gave your word, you're going to pay. So if you gave your word, you're going to pay in 30 days, you have a mitzvah to pay in 30 days. You gave the word to pay in 60 days, you have a mitzvah to pay in 60 days. Whatever you made up, that's what you... But if it would be Schiris Poilim, where you never made up when you're going to pay, then you're not going to have the mitzvah. Bishon always Schiris Poilim, if you made up when you're going to pay, then I can hear, like Rashi, yes, you'll have the same Hin Tzedek. If I tell you I'm going to pay you Monday, yeah, then you'll have the Hin Tzedek pay. But if I just hire you, and I owe you money, and I didn't tell you when I'm going to pay, as long as I'm still going to pay you eventually, sometime. I wasn't over my Hin Tzedek. I'm asking to pay you sometime, eventually.
Stam
Milver
is like 30 days.
Stam Milver is 30 days, but by Schiris Poyim, we don't have that concept. Stam and Schiris Poyim 30 days. But Schiris Poyim? Is right away. You got Biyam Mitit Tzkari, right. So, right, but that's Min Stam. But let's say, for example, let's say you don't have Biyam Mitit Tzkari. There are certain miyutim, a shliya, good, there are some miyutim. That's it, then you don't have to pay that day. There's no stam when you pay. You just pay. You got to pay. When? You pay. I'm not going to be... We discussed then, you only over like six, if you're kaifa, that you'll never pay. Then we could talk about kaifa bibikodin type as far as baltashoik type as far as oishik. But if you're masking to pay, eventually, you're not going to have this mitzvah of priest Baal Chayv mitzvah.
But his word, the Rashi sheet is hain.
So I'm still holding by my word. I'm going to pay you. Tomorrow. Sometime.
When does it turn into a gzela?
If I refuse to pay you, but if I'm holding still by paying you, I just didn't tell you when, so I might have lech v'shoy v'nisa d'rabbonin, not to dray you a cup. I can. So, Gazan, and Akam, you could say the same thing, but he was already stole, so he really over the lav, and he has a mitzvah v'shoy v'nisa gzela, so they got to give it back. Here, Pashas v'shoy gzela is not by other chivim other than gzela. It's a big chiddush what the Ravaz is saying, and not only that, like Kama Rishenim, even by Gneva, there's no mitzvah of Eishav is a Gzela. And the only reason why Gneva is no Malkus is because it's a lava nitik l'tashlumim, not because it's a lava nitik l'tzei. So, how the Radva is just like, woo, right over the top. Every Choyv has Eishav and Gzela. It's a mamish gavaldika koyak. Sorry?
Koydim Zman,
no, there won't be a mitzvah. Koydim Zman, how can it be a mitzvah? Koydim Zman. Not only that, I'll take it further. When it's a Giyah Zman Peroyin, so late Rashi, because I promised I'm going to pay, late Ramban, you have to say, Vesha Shatanoisha tells you, well, because it's a Giyah Zman Peroyin, then you have to give the mouth with the Mashkin right now. So then you see, once a Giyah Zman, you have the mitzvah. The Kasa Kachem hold that you could be Koyfin Oisai, to pay bezmano, not just to pay stam. If the guy refuses to ever pay, so vadi koyfen oisai priest b'chay mitzah. But even if he says I'm willing to pay you, but a week after the zman is due, he blew his mitzah. So you also koyfen oisai achetetzei nafshay to pay on time, because that's also part of his mitzah. His mitzah is to pay on time, like Rashi for sure, and like the Ramban Pasha. That's also like that. That's what the pasuk talking about. So you have a mitzah to pay on time. That's priest b'chay mitzah. I'm just telling you that the Nafkamina Pashtas is, we don't go like the Radvaz. In fact, the Pitzkadru doesn't even quote the Radvaz. And Pashtas, we go like the other Rishayim. So there's limited Pashtas to Halva, or maybe like Rashi, if you promise to pay on time or a certain time, other Chiyuvim, then you'll have the Priest Bachayv Mitzah there too. Otherwise, you won't have Priest Bachayv Mitzah. But Dashtay, Priest Bachayv Mitzah, the Kaifanese Achatetzi Nashay. Continues the Machaba. Let's just see a little bit more. Aval. But you can't force him to work. Guy says, I don't have money. Yitaka doesn't have any money. Oh, but you're an able-bodied. Get up, do something, work. I'll give you a job. I'll get you a job. You know how many times I had this in the dinner? I'll get you a job. I'll get you a job. And you'll get payment. And it'll be like this. You're able to pay me. No, ain't koyfin I say lahaskats when you can't force him to work. V'loila say shum malach and you can't force him to do any malach g'day lefraya to pay. V'avilu hisna alatzmai. Even if he made a t'nai with you lechatchila when he took the alva, she yitvays hamalva es gufay, that if he defaults on the payment, the malva could seize him, capture him, could take him as a prisoner, so to speak. Because of loize b'shtar einoy moyel, it does not help. V'einoy yachol loila osra, you can't lock him up. That is prison. You can't do that. V'loy lehishtabed boy, and you cannot be mishabed him to do any melacha for you. Is it? Why not? Okay, so let's see the sma. Look at the sma.
By Nevid.
So let's see this map. By Ben Evid. Very good. So let's see by this map. Zok this map. Sivkon Chavtes. Nira duhumi tam deksiv ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. Shtar da Hashem Yisbaruch hu koydim. He can only be an Evid to me. V'dafke b'ganev mishal chaveru ksiv. There's a pasuk v'nimka b'gnei vasai. But v'loi b'hal vasai shalai tzanitna. This is really Rishonim. The Rishonim say the reason why you can't force a guy to work is because we find a drasha v'nimtza b'gnei vasai v'loi b'zamamai huadim v'dashin v'loi b'hal vasai. If he owes you money, you can't sell him. And if you can't sell him, zok rabbeinu tam chuvizarosh nain chesiv beis simin beis Hu adin, you cannot sell him, so to speak, for schiris. You can't sell him, which schiris is like a mechira, to make sure you get payment. You can't do that. You can't be mishabit him. The other Chuvis Arosh, God says it's from the Svar of Kli, well, it's Al Tsar, but the Chuvis Rivosh, that is, says it's Al Kli B'nei Yisrael Avodim, which we learn out from that Pasuk, that he has to be able to be Choyze B'chatz Yemi, he has to have the ability to do Gerayin Kasef, he has to have the ability to get out of his deal whenever he wants, to force a poel to work and not let him back out. That's like avdus, and you're not allowed to do that. Memela zokter ishenim, the chuvis harosh and the chuvis rivosh, what you're doing is being masna masha kosev b'teira. So bishloim, if it's dovashe b'momen, masna masha kosev b'teira b'dovashe b'momen, tonight kayim. But this tsar haguf, you can't force him to work for you, even if he was masna, because that's masna amasha kosev b'teira, and for tzara guf, it doesn't help to be masna amasha kosev b'teira. Memeilo, you could force him, you can't force him to work, even if he made this tonight. Isaiah Zog, the Rosh, the Rivosh, Chuvis Rashba, a lot of, Grada Agav, I want to tell you that there is a Chuvis Ridva who holds that if a poel, if you hire a poel and you make up with the poel, I'm fed up that the poel always backs out. These teachers, every time I hire a teacher, she gets married in the middle, or she gets pregnant, she has a baby, she backs out in the middle of the year. I'm fed up with this. I'm being masna with her that she cannot back out. Period. That's it. I'm being masna much because of the Torah. Zokter etva, you're allowed to do it because masha masna because of the Torah tonight kayim. How do I know? Zokter etva, because you see by the Gemara Shekhsus v'oina that you're allowed to be masna much because of the Torah. And the Ritva, just an aside, holds that that means you're allowed to be masna even for oina, even for Mili Agov, that's also part of Masa Mashkaz of Torah. So too over here, you're allowed to be Masa Mashkaz of Torah with a poil that is now allowed to back out. However, Lididan, we paskin in Evan Ezan, not like the Ritva, we paskin like Rav Rishonim, that you cannot be Masna Mashkaz of Torah for Oina, only for Shekhsos, Dovah Shabbat Moment and Aikaim. Oina is not considered Dovah Shabbat Moment, that's Sarah Gov. So too, we paskin over here, that you cannot be masna with a poel that he has no right to back out. You could try, but it's masna mashkaz v'toyer. It doesn't work. So too here. If the guy wanted to be masna with the poel, he can't. You got to work. You got to work for me. I want to be able to lock you up in jail. That's tara guf. Doesn't work. You're being masna mashkaz v'toyer. And
I understand. Right before this, it says that you can give him malchus of agitating nash until you can kill him.
Bezdin could kill him to be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa priyuskoyev. That means, let me explain. If he has money, no. If he has money and he refused to fork over the money, I'll beat the living daylights out of the guy. That is the avada. That's it. We're balkoyev makanoisai. But if he doesn't have money, that's it. You can't be koyev noisalaskatzul because he doesn't have the wherewithal. I'll make him have the wherewithal. Go get up and work. It's not mechiv to work.
Okay, so why is that more than makanes nafshoi? Making guy work.
Makanes nafshoi is not his din. Makanes nafshoi is a kfiyah of him to be mekayim a mitzvah that's mutal olav. What's mutal olav is what? To pay. If he has money to pay, you better pay. You refuse to pay, we'll beat the living daylights till you pay, because you have a chiv to pay. But here the whole bata, you say bata labinin, you don't have a chiv to hire yourself out to make money to pay. You never had the chiv in the first place. Because only if you steal do you have a chiv to be sold as an eved. But not if you owe money. So I never have the chiv in the first place. So you can't beat me up. Beat me up is when, beat me up to be mekayim what I have, min adin. When I'm mechuyev to do min adin, then you can beat me up to keep my din. But I'm not mechuyev to do this. So you can't beat me up.
You mechuyev to pay?
Avadu.
The person says, I have no money.
No, chulila. Chulila.
He
has, and he refuses to do it, but if he doesn't have, you can't beat him up. What's time to beat him up? He's not like chayv malchus. He's not chayv makanash yateta. He has to pay for he refuses to do the mitzvah d'oraisa. So we beat him up. But otherwise, we can't beat him up. You can't force him to work, and you can't put him into prison.
I think if a person owes somebody money, he's mechuyev al pidin to go to work to pay the guy back.
That's what you think, and the Torah thinks otherwise. The Torah says that only the guy, I should say at least what it seems, the Torah thinks otherwise. The Rishonim say that the Torah says only for Gnevi you mechuyev to be sold. Not
I didn't say sold. I said a person who owes money to somebody is mechuyev to go out, just like he has to go out to work to mefarnes his own children, right?
I hold he's not mechuyev to go out to mefarnes his own. Who said he's mechuyev to mefarnes his own children?
What?
Who says mechuyev to work to mefarnes his own children?
It says in Mishnah Berurah. It's a mitzvah to mefarnes.
One second. Now you just said it's a nice thing. It's a mitzvah. It's very nice. But you want to say, do you have a chiv to go? If the guy does, no, he doesn't have a chiv even to mefarnes his wife. It's machlokes Rishonim, Rabbein Atam and Rabbein Eliyahu and Ksubis. A person is mechiv even to feed his wife if he doesn't have money. If he has money, avadi has to be mefarnes. Eisen verfarnes. But if he doesn't have money,
on eflak.
And if he doesn't have money, does he have to go out to work? So all the ballet, you know, shalom bayis on a eflak. But vazak rabbein adam on eflak means that you're going to do gardening in the house. Some rishon is told if she's sick. But otherwise, you don't have a chiv to work. If you have money, you have to be mevanis. If you don't have money, you don't have to work. Rabbein Eliyahu holds not like that.
It's a mitzvah to go out to work.
I've had if you do it, you make a mitzvah gevaldik. But you don't, this din, to force a guy to do it, he has no din kfiyah. Okay, so Rabbi, so we're running out of time. Yeah, I'm going to just cut by. Let me talk about, there's a Erech Lechem over here. The Erech Lechem says, we'll believe that the next week we'll go more whether you have a personal chiv to do it. There's a lot of raid here. And what darg is. We don't have the time. I just want to give like short halachas. There's an Erech Lechem which quotes a Chubis Radvaz. You can look up Chubis Radvaz in Chelek Aleph Simen Samach. He says that if a person normally has a job, normally works, either he's a cobbler, he does carpentry, whatever it is, he's a dentist, or he works per hour, He normally works. But now that he knows that whatever he's going to make, he's going to go straight to the Lach Hoiv. For this, I should work for Uncle Sam. Are you crazy? I better go on a Bamiki. I won't work. Finished. I don't have to work. Could you force him to work? Dr. Advaz, yes, you force him to work. Because that which it says over here, you're not going to say Liskar, is only to do a work that he's not familiar doing, that he doesn't regularly do. But if he regularly works, and he just doesn't want to, because he doesn't want to pay his Baal Chayv, you force him to work to pay his Baal Chayv. The Aruch HaShulchan Pashas over here says it by himself, nearly, in bracket, doesn't quote anyone, says the same thing. It says, over here, it's only talking about, and Koifin Vaisai, im ein hu baal malacha ad ata. Vaisai, if he is a baal malacha ad ata, we are Koifin Vaisai to do malacha. That's Aruch HaShulchan.
How do you force him to work?
With a whip. If that doesn't work, we'll take a gun, whatever, you force him to work. The clay at the yon, whatever it takes, you force him to work.
As far as El Shimon
HaKov,
it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, very good. A minute. The Imre Bina in Gevias Chayv, the end of Simin Beis, he brings down this Radvaz, and he says, Ladina Tzarchin, ki miloshin HaShulchan Aruch mashma, de b'chol ampi en koyfen ois alas ga'atzmai. The Maccabi says, en koyfen ois alas ga'atzmai. It doesn't differentiate a new type of a work, a fremde type of work, something that we're talking about a ledek who never works, and I want to all of a sudden get you off unemployment. No, we're not. Pasha talking about all type of people. And ein koyfen ois alas ga'atzmai. It's across the board. So he said, Tzarchin on this din. And truth be told, Rabbi say, there's a Tshuvas HaRosh. You can look it up in Siman Ein Ches Siv Beis, which God talks about this Inan Belina. Next week we'll go more into the Tshuvas HaRosh. But over there, the Shoyl had such a story that the guy refused it to work, and he says, why? Because I know that whatever I'm going to make is going to go to the Baal Chayv, and therefore, and the whole Shoyl goes back and forth with Svaris Mikan HaMakan, and the Rosh at the end, when he gives it Tshuvah, he says, you can't force a guy to work. He brings him a Benetan, you can't force him to work, because you can't force him to be sold as an Eved, you can't force him to hire himself out either. So you see from the Rosh, not like the Radvaz. And you're right, the Svaris, I don't understand where. Maybe he has a takana. Because if you go bus, it's ilbasa swara. It's nimka bignevasai, vilei balvasai. And nimka includes chiris. It doesn't say over there, oh, something that you normally do, something that you don't normally do, doesn't differentiate. That's the makar din. Or because kli b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'lei avadim l'avadim, you have to have the right to back out at any time. And if you're going to force him to work, which means that he doesn't have the right to back out, you can't do that. So not so much because of what Torah. It doesn't make a difference what type of work. The no chilik, that svar applies. If I tell you being master much because of what Torah. So b'zoi, l'chay, it should be, you couldn't, it's not like the Raz, and not like the Aruch HaShulchan. You don't force them to work, even something that he normally does. We ran out of time. What? Sorry?
Somebody just has a little bit of money left, but he could go work and make more money.
Right. Yeah, but no, but you have to leave him over, ksus for lama joim, whatever it is, mazin, whatever. No. You have to leave him over for misogyn, and once you leave him over for misogyn, that's it. And if he decides he's happy to live off that and not go work, he's not mechuyev to go work. All right, Rabbi said, there's a lot more here, there's a lot of rain. Is he mechuyev to go collect tzedakah? Is he mechuyev to collect chayvus from other people? Is he mechuyev to be tevei ribbit? There's a lot of rain here. Is he mechuyev to work for somebody else? It might be a whole shaliyah too. Okay, believe that, and the next week we'll go more into it. All right. Good to talk.